Now meet Avery from Perimeter.
What would you call Perimeter again?
I would call it a cathedral to science. You know, magnificent building, magnificent facilities reminds us there are people out there who think that science is important. You know, if you go to Wall Street, you see these magnificent buildings that make very clear that those are important facilities to some people, and I think Perimeter is special.
It's interesting that you should mention things like Wall Street. The investment originally, Mike Lazaridis of BlackBerry fame, put a lot of his money into basic physics research. He opened this cathedral and said, come on, guys, and have fun. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely incredible. It amazes me even now. Not only am I very thankful, but I'm thankful that there's an example of this kind of foresight and generosity. You know, it's incredibly important to continue to support fundamental science, and often fundamental science is set aside in favor of practical science, science that's going to produce returns or immediate impacts. But of course, those practical returns are not possible without the fundamental foundations. And so that somebody recognized this and put down a large fraction of their fortune at the time, really in service to the future of Canada and the service future of the world, I think was absolutely incredible.
What is the Event Horizon Telescope?
So the Event Horizon Telescope is the collection of many millimeter wavelength telescopes across the world that, when you bring them together, creates a wholly different capability, the highest resolution telescope in the history of astronomy. And it's been created specifically to image the event horizons of nearby supermassive black holes.
You were saying, however, that it can actually see not just a game of hockey on the moon, but the puck. It's that accurate.
That's exactly right. You know, black holes, even when they're very massive, are very, very small. And so the trick to imaging horizons of black holes is the ability to resolve very tiny features. That's the kind of challenge that we've been put to, and that's what the Event Horizon Telescope can do.
How do you combine all those different telescopes? How does it work?
The trick is to record the incoming wavefronts at each telescope and then bring them back someplace else and combine the data. It's sort of like a standard reflecting telescope where you have a mirror, and the magic of the mirror is it brings all the light back to focus at the right time. What the Event Horizon Telescope does, and what radio interferometry generally does, is it brings all the light back to focus at the right time on a computer after the fact. So you have to record the light at each individual telescope very carefully, and then you bring it back and you plug it all into a giant computer we call a correlator to focus at the right time and generate our images.
And that's what you're doing in Waterloo in Canada.
We try to figure out what we should be seeing and what it means when we see one thing or another. So, you know, Perimeter is a theory institute, so I'm not actually building telescopes. I'm not deploying. We have correlation facilities at MIT Haystack and in Bonn. But at Perimeter, we try to interpret. We do the end science. So we get this incredible data, and we try to figure out what it all means.
It's a beautiful moving picture of a black hole you had there before. What was going on there?
So that was showing the theoretical image, and it shows on one side material flying towards us, the other side away from us, and all of it lensed by the monster in the middle, by the black hole, generating this characteristic ring, this characteristic circular shadow that is indicative of general relativity.
How much can you tell about whether it's real, whether that's actually the picture?
So that image is actually quite accurate. What's going to change now in April as we field a full array, and we'll be able to make a picture directly from that. Once we see that image, I think it will lay bare, you know, exactly how realistic any of these models are. And, you know, the great hope is, of course, we're going to find things are different, and we're going to have to explain why. But when we get that image, I think it's going to settle these questions of how realistic these things are. If we see that shadow, which we have every expectation of seeing, then it will become very clear what kinds of models we should be thinking about and how realistic all of that was.
Finally, you know, there's a brontosaurus in the room, and you talk about international cooperation. Here you are in the United States. Are you worried about that kind of connection and where it's going to go next?
Well, I think that one of the wonderful things about science is the search for truth transcends political and cultural boundaries. And so long before countries get along and learn how to work together, scientists have got along and worked together. And so these kinds of collaborations, fundamentally built upon scientific interests, joint search for understanding and the truth, I expect to survive transient political turmoil.
Even Trump.
Even Trump.
Professor Avery Broderick from the Perimeter Institute in Waterloo in Canada. And you can see his pictures of the black hole moving on the Science Show website.